Good evening, I'm Kevin Baird with the KUAC News Minor Update. Roughly 100 students at Randy Smith Middle School walked out of their classrooms this morning and held a rally on school grounds to call on Congress to do something about gun violence. They made speeches, they chanted, they held signs, they held a moment of silence to pay respect to the 17 victims of the February 14th mass shooting at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. The shooting has sparked outcry among youths and the nation. Elena Walker, a Randy Smith student council president, told the Newsminer, quote, "We want to be part of the movement," unquote. Their sign said, "Let us live," and "Protect kids, not guns," and "Am I next?" and more. Speakers said students have a right to be free from fear and called the situation with gun violence a public health crisis. One speaker said, quote, "Our elected officials must do more than tweet thoughts and prayers," unquote. The rally began shortly before 10 a.m. and ended at about 10:15 a.m. when students peacefully filed back into the school. A handful of staff stood outside the building wearing safety vests and carrying walkie-talkies, monitoring the protest. Principal David Dershin said in a letter to parents Thursday that there would be no disciplinary action so long as the protest was orderly. About 200 students attend Randy Smith Middle School. The state has requested that lawmakers include Medicaid money owed to healthcare providers in a bill making its way through the legislature, but concerns over the amount have stalled the funds, Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
Since Governor Bill Walker expanded Medicaid eligibility in 2015, it's grown a lot. From 123,000 people covered by Medicaid and Denali Kid Care before the expansion to 200,000 today. That has led to costs growing faster than projections. This year, the state added $100 million in additional Medicaid expense after the legislature passed the budget. If the legislature doesn't include at least $40 million of that money in a bill that the House is considering, then the state will suspend Medicaid payments to providers as soon as mid-April. And for smaller hospitals, that may prevent some from paying contractors or making payroll. Becky Holtberg is president and CEO of the Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association.
Many of our small hospitals rely significantly on Medicaid. If Medicaid suspends payment, they will not have sufficient reserves to last until the end of the fiscal year. Some of them may only have sufficient reserves to last a number of weeks.
The bill that could be used as the vehicle to make the payment is known as the Fast Track Supplemental. It's a bill that's meant to provide funding that is more urgent than the rest of the budget. Generally, the four co-chairs of the House and Senate Finance Committee must agree on what's in a supplemental. Senate Finance Co-Chair Anna McKinnon says Medicaid is a source of contention because of the size of the request. She notes that the state is spending down its savings due to a gap of at least $2.5 billion between what it spends and what it raises in revenue.
We get it, but what does the legislature do when the department is spending outside of its budget authority?
State Department of Health and Social Services Assistant Commissioner Shonda O'Brien says the need for additional funding has come from enrollment by those who would have been eligible for Medicaid before Walker expanded it.
We believe that, you know, the economy is the largest driver in why that is. And so we knew last year that we were going to have a need for additional funding.
She says the uncertain direction of the federal Medicaid policies also made it difficult to budget this year. O'Brien says she expects that the state's Medicaid projections for next year's budget will be accurate, and the state won't need to ask for another large supplement. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
President Donald Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum imports have local companies worried, upset, and uncertain about future projects and business, even if they think tariffs will ultimately help U.S. manufacturers. Trump on Thursday approved tariffs of 25% on steel and 10% on aluminum, with exemptions for Canada and Mexico. Universal Welding and Fabrication President Tom Zimmerman said, quote, "It's affecting us big time. Prices have gone up a dime in just the last couple of weeks. And that's just a dime a pound," end quote. Universal Steel is a full-service fabrication shop with anywhere from 35 to 175 employees that does work for local, state, and federal government, as well as the oil and mining industry. Enormous dump truck beds in need of service from Fort Knox can occasionally be seen at their shop along the Richardson Highway. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Kevin Baird.